You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, and now welcome to the internet, Phil and Bob!
So it's another jolly episode of Let's Drink the Formal Shark.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful intro, Phil.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Beautiful intro.
You know.
So we've got, like usual, we've got three different beers to try.
Yeah.
Is that going to be your word?
What?
Yes.
Hello, people. Yes. So the first beer, let's get straight onto the first beer. I'll give it to you. You're the reader because I'm dyslexic.
Oh, this is going to be, I'm not going to like this. I don't like what's in this. It is High Wire Grapefruit Pale Ale. It's brewed and canned at Magic Rock HQ, which is actually in the United Kingdom.
That sounded a little bit more...
Yeah, why not, like, start fun. Pouring it. All the beers this week are from Coppers.
Whoa, very fizzy.
Because that's where I went to buy them. I haven't been to anywhere else this week. So, wow, you can smell the fruitiness even when Bob's pouring them.
Yeah.
So you can really smell a fruitiness. We've got an audience member today. Ben is watching us. For those that haven't...
Ben the Pussy.
Is Ben the Pussy Cat. Hopefully he'll not...
Trying things. So this one was £2.9 for a 330ml can. It smells
like juice.
It does. It's really nice and fruity as a smell. It's a very golden kind of... As you'd expect from a pale ale. It's a bit cloudy. Or is that the glass?
That could be the glass.
No, it looks
good. I can see bits of shit floating about.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of fizz to it, by the looks.
Yeah. That's a breakfast beer.
You could drink it for breakfast if you like grapefruit.
Yeah, I like grapefruit.
It's definitely got a very grapefruity taste.
Yeah.
It kicks you in the mouth.
It's got that nice, like, sour bitterness that a grapefruit has. Probably improves with... That's...
No, it comes from a Willow Park Business Centre. See, with the name Magic Rock Brewing at Magic Rock HQ...
Did you expect some little pixies to brew it?
Something a bit more hippie than a business park.
Well, they've got a thing... No,
you'd, like, expect some weird kind of place. Like a farm or something.
A farm. Well, it could be a farm business...
Well, I suppose it could be. didn't know Huddersfield had many farms in it, in, like, business parks. Business park farm.
So you're just
loading up the...
Just trying to find the... there. That's the
actual
document.
Beer rating.
Yes.
Did we put all the other beers on we drank last week? Or did we forget?
No, I think we put them all on.
Oh, that's
so
all right.
I did them as going along. Because if not, we'd forget. So, would you buy...
I wouldn't buy it.
You wouldn't buy it because you don't like...
I don't like
one of the ingredients. So we're going to... So I'm going to null and void you then.
The thing is, if you like grapefruit, it's not awful. I'm not gonna rate it high. For me...
I'm going to put it as a nice beer.
I would have put it at about 47-ish.
Well, I was going to just knock it up to maybe the 51.
Yeah.
A nice beer.
I'll let you have that.
I would. You're going to drink it all, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean,
it's got lots of tastes to it. It's certainly not a one where the tastes... If you like the taste in it, it's nice. If it's not for you, then...
You can still appreciate it. It's not like grapefruit juice beer. It's just like grapefruit and, I don't want that. It's definitely got the beer feel to it.
And it's got a lot of tastes and flavours.
It's very sharp. In terms of the grapefruitness, which cuts straight through the beer, but it doesn't ruin it.
51. Would you accept 51?
I'll accept 51.
That's good. Oh, I'm just twatting the mic with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely new...
mic stand that's made out of an old mic stand.
Yeah, bodged mic stand.
We're a professional organisation.
Professional.
Should have seen us doing it. There's about three holes. Oh, there's somebody walking the dog.
It's actually light tonight.
Yeah, we can see the fat man walking a dog.
Yeah, fat man walking a dog. It was a black dog. Do you think he's been dogging with his dog?
Oh, old jokes. You know, we're trying to be a bit more sophisticated now.
When did that happen?
Well,
at some point.
Yeah.
So, I learnt a lovely fact today. So, I made a joke about the Black and White Minstrels, as you do. Now,
is this going to have to be edited out?
It's not going to have to be edited out. Now, because the show was, you know, recorded on for black and white TVs at the time, you think, the Black and White Minstrels, they put black polish, you know, black paint on the face. They didn't, because it didn't come out well in the television, so they used red, so they were all red faces. So really, it's the Red and White Minstrels. As opposed to black and white minstrels.
Right.
So you learn a little bit every day.
So if you really wanted to know that.
Yeah.
If you would like to get sort of 30 seconds of your life back, please email in to sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah, we remembered it this time.
You see? And what I'm doing is... And that was just because you spent an hour testing them. I got a million emails coming in saying, test one, test two.
I've still not got a copy of them, so whatever.
I think we had this problem before, and that's why I was never convinced to set up right, because whenever I test them, they didn't work, and you'd be going, well, I've got loads of emails
in. Why have I got all the emails? Never mind.
Anyway, should we finish these beers off?
No, what food are we paired it with?
Oh, yes,
did
pair
you forget
it.
The food?
No, I've not got it. I am pairing it with Mexican extra hot cheese.
Out of date Mexican extra hot cheese.
Shall I take the crusty bit off?
Yeah. Oh, you've already opened it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fresh. That's why I was less worried. I'm now very worried for my life.
Took the crusty bit off. I'm breaking cheese. It's very, like, religious.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck me, I've got cheese everywhere.
You got a cheesy belt?
I've got to wear these for work.
Is that meant to be there? Is that?
Yes, that's chilli.
That's chilli, it's not bits of malt.
Well, I don't know.
Hard to tell when it's got bits of...
It smells of cheese.
It does, it doesn't taste particularly off.
Got a bit of heat to it. You'll not think it's got heat to it, because you...
No, I like spicy things, that's quite nice.
Have you got, like, an asbestos bloody stomach? Oop, pardon me. For being so rude, it was not me, it was my beer.
You nearly put an Indian accent on there.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, I didn't.
And Ben's looking at us with disdain.
So that's cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an iron stomach like Bob, then...
I think that's mould.
Ah, there's mould on it. You might not want to eat that bit.
I'll leave that bit.
If you die, don't sue us. There's no evidence. It's not like we're recording it.
I'll not be able to sue you.
I'll have to wait a couple of days before putting the podcast out so I can destroy all evidence, eat the laptop.
Yeah, just chop that bit out.
Yeah. So that was...
Changed flavour the further along ago.
Would you recommend off cheese?
Not off cheese, but I would recommend that cheese.
Right, we'll finish drinking up. Oh, have I drank up?
Yeah, I've drank up.
You've drank up, I've drank up. We'll go and wash our... You'll hear... The intro music and then...
Ditty. It's a ditty.
We'll wash our glasses and...
Alfred did it in the toilet. He was just like... Beer number two.
That's better.
Is that fine?
That's a nicer intro for beer number two. So it's a beer. Again, from the same place we got the other ones from.
It was both from Coppers up in Gateshead, Gosforth.
Gosforth, yes.
It starts with a G. It's in the northeast of England.
Definitely recommend it. It's nice.
Coppers 8 till late.
Oh, no, it's 8 till 8.
Is it 8 till 8?
Yeah.
I thought it was 8 till late.
No, it's 8 till 8.
Oh, okay.
We're open till 8.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. Be dodgy. Don't just put water on your floor.
Yeah, but I was going to...
You're just going to water down your beer?
Yes!
For fuck's sake. This was £2.49 for a 330ml bottle. And it's got a bit of a... It's, sorry, I've not even read out what it is.
No?
It's Northern Alchemy Coffee and Orange Oatmeal Pale.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah. You might get a bit
more... Funny enough, you can smell coffee in it.
You want a bit more?
You mean the shit at the end?
Yeah, you get the shit at the end.
I think you meant to leave a little bit in. That's
yeah, but that's a waste of that little bit of beer.
Yeah, definitely tastes of
smells of coffee.
Of coffee.
It's very lively in terms of like it's got a bit of a fizz to it when you go to drink it.
So the coffee isn't like massively in your face.
No,
you know, it doesn't come up to you and go, "Ah, have you got any money?"
I mean, it is a golden pale as they'd expect. It's surprising that there's a coffee taste in terms of, and it's not dark.
But it's almost quite subtle a coffee taste. It sort of rides over the flavours quite nicely.
And you can taste oats. To a very, very kind of subtle hint of oats in there.
I can't.
But I wouldn't say I can taste orange.
No, not at all. Ooh, I'm burping a lot tonight.
You're burping a lot.
It's probably because I haven't had any food.
It doesn't have any guff on the bottle, really.
I think
it's from Northern Alchemy.
What percentage is that? Because I think that'd be a nice session.
It's 4.2%.
You know, if you, again, a nice session beer, bit flavour to it.
Yeah.
It's
made from Ethiopia Kaffa Forest Estate Organic Coffee and Naval Orange Zest. Actually, when you burp, you can feel the. Well, maybe that's the previous beer.
What, the orange?
Yeah, I felt like a citrusy kind of.
I think that's the other one. I can't tell if it's the other one. But I've just. Oh, there's two doggies and a man in a red top, if anybody's bothered.
The interesting thing about the Northern Alchemy Brewery, if you don't know, it's basically a container by the Cumberland Arms in. Towards Usburn in Newcastle.
Was that one? Was that
Yeah, that's that one.
How do you know that?
Because it says the address, the Cumberland Arms.
All right. I knew it was one of the breweries. I just thought you might be making it up because I know that you make things up.
I don't make things up. When's the last time you
don't make things up, but you get things wrong because you're a wally.
Because I'm a wally. Like, name one thing I've got wrong.
Well, I don't know because I believe it.
See?
Right, we're going to pair this.
You didn't believe Kestrel flu, though.
We're going to pair this with
Moam
Giant Sour Stripes.
Oh, a sour stripe. That would have been better with the previous beer.
We've paired them. We think about these pairings. We didn't just rival around my cupboards to work out what we've got.
You know, when
the second podcast, it's not recorded straight after this one, is going to be even harder to find the stuff.
The thing is, what we need to do is, when we were a business, is that going to just be a business that feeds you and drinks you?
Yeah, because we've got to have this stuff in.
So it's very chewy.
Very chewy. I feel like I'm a child again.
It's got like a sickly child colour to it.
Mm-hmm. It's got a slight cola taste. You know that cola taste? It's not actual cola.
It's not very sour.
No. Disappointed with
the song. I'd actually say it's close to white dog poo colour.
It's definitely a disconcert.
I'm very kind of that consistency.
If you've eaten white dog poo,
does it taste like cola? Like the fake cola sweet?
But then they've got to find the white dog poo that doesn't exist anymore.
Maybe it's like a 50-year-old that used to play in the streets and ate white dog poo.
I think it was the EU banned white dog poo.
Is that...
I'm saying anyway.
Is that why we should leave the EU?
Yeah.
To bring back white dog poo.
Bring back white dog poo.
That should be your next tweet. Bring back white dog poo, leave the EU. Right?
It's good. It's always good winding people up on Twitter. If you follow us on Twitter, @FormalShark, you'll see that occasionally I'll find different stuff and just generally annoy people. I got somebody pitied me this week.
Pitied you?
Pitied me because I just asked the question. Oh, actually, wait a minute. But, I'm just perving. No, I'm just looking at a dog.
Oh.
Oh, God, the closer you get, the less you want to perv.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You perv from a distance. Anyway, what was that about?
Oh, that was awful.
The man that pitied us.
Well, one of them looked like you.
Ouch. I have sex with myself regularly.
I suppose.
Yeah, he pities me, because what I asked was the EU Commission, the EU more, or was that less democratic than our parliament system?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, 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 no. I'm just imagining this, what he went, hey, pity you. And I went, why? And he couldn't answer. That's called a win.
Potentially called a win.
If I annoy somebody, it's a win.
Okay.
It was the one that said, you do you think you're funny? I went, yeah, well, I got a reaction out of you. I think I'm formal shark trolls.
After that Coca-Cola bar, I want to say I can taste a bit more citrus in it.
Mm. Yeah, it's...
Maybe that previous beer, the grapefruit one, was just really citrusy and took the very subtle tones out.
Yeah. Anyway, I haven't rated this one.
Yeah.
Both, I think it's nicer than that. It had more flavour than some of the ale in previous sessions, hasn't
it?
Yeah.
I'd like to say it's kind of maybe a little bit higher than the them, but maybe not a one to remember.
No, I was going to put 56.
I was going to say 57.
57, I'm going to go 56.
Because
I control the keyboard.
But to me, if I was sat outside their brewery.
Right. Northern, I'll put it at 57. I'm not going to argue with you. Just remember this next time. When I want a beer. Actually, you now owe me loads of beers.
I now owe you loads of beers.
Yeah. Well, I bought all these ones, so you obviously owe me beers now.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I'm just typing
away. You share a beer, I owe you a full beer.
Yeah. You've had a full beer, two half a beers make... Right, I'm going to have to do maths here. A half and a half make a full.
Oh.
So you know what I mean? Fucking one beer. One whole beer.
You're not going to be using the fucking word.
Right, well, round this section a bit up and...
Just like you, really.
And we'll get on to the beer three.
Beer three.
Beer number three.
I said that before they did it. Heisenberg's double double bock.
Does that mean it's going to do
World Series beer number one? It's Electric Bear Brewing Company.
Is it going to do with some drugs?
£3.59, and it's 330ml, and it's 9.1%.
He's just completely ignoring my reference to Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's now going, woo, they mentioned Breaking Bad. They're cool people.
Oh, they're cool. That was so last year.
That was so last year.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you the crap end.
Thank you.
For this one.
Well, it's definitely got a sort of a golden colour.
It has.
Like a dark golden colour, like a really, really nice sunset.
Yeah.
Or after a week at Spain... With a little bit sort of flaking off you.
Doppelschlag, which is what this says on the back, brewed in the traditional German way, our double decoction is loaded with double hops for a big citrus explosion. It's a brew only Heisenberg could have thought of.
Well, it's when you smell it, you can smell almost pines, I think. Smells like
IKEA. It does. It smells like tree.
Yeah.
Well, has got good flavour to it.
Mmm.
That's really good.
It's like not quite as good as we've not reviewed it, but we've drank it before. Double Jacket. It's got that flavour, but not quite as intense. Yeah. It's not as good.
It's obviously made by some proper beer freaks, because the list, the malts they use, and the hops. No, I think it's Heisenberg. It's him off Malcolm in the Middle. We've got to go really quickly with this one. We've paired this with fake Fab Ice lollies. Yes.
From Tesco's with £3 for like a batch of loads of them.
Because we needed to go quick with this so it doesn't melt.
Do you want to tell them about that brew that was on Kickstarter or whatever it was? It was on one of these.
Yeah, so Kickstarter is a small brewery from Poland. Well, these are fake fabs. And what they are wanting to do, like all Kickstarters, is raise money for their zany idea. Now, this one is for a beer. And it's not often you see beer on Kickstarter.
I'll explain, he's just trying to make this, he's not trying to make it sound really good, he's just trying to stretch it out as he finds the information on his phone.
Exactly.
So I did that to, one, show off your mystique, and give you that little bit more time to research it.
No, go. No, it's not Kickstarter, it's Indiegogo. Same difference. And this is called Bottled Instincts. And it is the first vaginal beer. Essentially, they're taking bacteria from a vagina. It's from a Polish model.
She's not that pretty, personally.
But you do like them a little bit.
Yeah, larger. But she looks a bit...
Legs are larger.
Her chin's too pointy for me. She's got a very pointy chin.
I still wouldn't kick her out of bed for genocide.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed. But yeah, so they're trying to sell bottles of beer made out of vaginal bacteria. Now, that's not to replace the yeast. It's just to add flavour, so it's probably to replace the hops.
These fabs are crap.
They're not fabs,
these fake fabs.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call them? Greats.
Greats.
Call them all rights.
Shite. The beer is definitely nicer than these.
Yeah. Anyway, this vaginal beer, it's €20 to get the bottle.
Talking about internet things, I should mention our sponsors for this week's podcast is abaucher.co.uk web design. The bloke quickly made our website. I went, "How? Make us a website." And he went,
Aye.
He went, "Aye." Yeah. He made it in about an hour. It was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to bully him a bit.
Yeah.
Check them out if you want a website or something done.
Something done, that sounds a bit ominous.
Well, something internet-y. He's an internet-y sub. He also has stuff, not that he updates it very often, but geekery stuff. I find it boring, but if you're into that geekery stuff...
Yeah.
I'm honest with that. If we're going to have anything sponsored, I'm going to be honest about it. We're quite happy to have sponsors in, and especially ones that pay more than a free website, because I could have went to Facebook and got a free website.
Facebook for a free website.
It is the free.
You could have gone on Wix or whatever it was.
Wix, that's a DIY.
No, it's WYX.
I went to Wix and I went out for a website to give some 2x4. So yeah, that's how.
Ice lollies aren't very good for podcasts.
No, I'm keep licking it. I might put mine, because they're not that nice. I might put mine in the me Easter egg thing.
And oh, then it'll melt.
That's a blocked out. Nissan, it's not even a Nissan,
it's a
Citroen, but what's that car called, because it shouldn't be blinged out like that, it looks awful.
It's an old man Citroen.
Yeah.
With blacked out windows.
I'm going to put that in there.
Don't let it melt, or you'll get it all down your windows.
I'll hire it out with my Hoppy Hunt egg, and that was Hunt egg.
Hoppy Hunt egg.
Yeah. Like Jeremy Hunt. Anyway, back to the beer,
I'm on the really awful bit of this.
Yeah, band. That's why I put it in there. Do you want me to put it in there?
I'm going to finish it.
You're going to finish it. You're a real man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it definitely goes into the one to remember. Is it a perfect beer?
I don't know. I'm debating whether it...
We mustn't have put chocolate stout on here from last time.
Yeah.
Because that was very high and it's not on my list.
I'd say it's...
If I see that on tap, I'm going to buy it.
And have you found the bit you'd be on all night? I could be on that all night.
Yeah, I'd be on that all night.
Very unwell the next day at 9%.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's probably about a 71-72.
If Double J Kid ever comes up again, then it would win over that. I'm trying to remember if it's better than chocolate stout and where we actually put that on the map.
On the map. I'd definitely say this is 70, 71, 72 kind of thing.
I'll give it 72. 72.
72, 70 poo. I'll give you the marks so we can spell it.
Yeah, I'll pause it and do it, and then we can have them back for the roundup.
The roundup. Do, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Woody's roundup. Okay, so this week, now we're up to the roundup bit, we had to start off with
High Wire Grapefruit, Grapefruit Pale Ale.
Then we had
Northern Alchemy, Coffee and Orange Oatmeal Pale.
And then we had
Heisenberg's Double Decoction, Double Bock.
Yeah.
And that's this week's chart.
Yeah, that's the we should have the music, but I can't do it.
Yeah, we should
have.
Yeah, but at least we don't have any.
Is it still Dale Winton that does the pick of the pops on a?
I don't know. I was thinking Jimmy Savile, but he never did that, did he? It was the other one that isn't, but has been.
Why don't you do?
Kicked out of BBC.
Oh, right, yes, Tony Blackburn.
Yeah,
they've kicked him out because he probably wasn't a paedophile, but he's the only one left, so he decided to kick him out just as like a, oh shit, we don't know what to do. I don't think that Heisenberg is definitely a good one.
Yeah, definitely.
We're still sipping it now. The other two, worth a try. There's a dog on it. Oh no, it's got a man.
It's got a man.
It wasn't a dog I'd like, it was one of those chappy dogs that the people have fighting and things.
Fighting dogs, like, do they punch each other?
Yeah, they get the little stuff
little
on them.
Of course. And be like, wait.
It's a pastime around.
Like a boxer.
It's a pastime for the lower orders.
The lower orders. Yes. Says him with his cum-stained laptop.
It's not. It's beer-stained.
That's the weirdest beer-stain.
It's not.
Any taste in it.
It's not salty.
It's not salty. If it was, he still wouldn't say if it was.
He's no, right.
No, it's not salty.
I think, actually, it's from one of the stuff that we're probably going to eat in the next podcast.
Ooh.
The podcast that's going to be done next week, Honest.
Honest.
Honest, week. Not straight after this one. Honest.
We don't need to pretend. We do the podcasts when we like.
Yeah. We do a million of them at once. The last one's just going to be us going, here I am, I'm fucking hell. Wow, fucking you.
It might be an idea that we tell some people to listen to the odd-numbered episodes and some people listen to the even-numbered episodes.
Well, they come together and have a review.
And they go, that podcast's really shite. Yeah, but did you listen to the odd-numbered ones or the even-numbered ones? Because that's how it's going to turn out, isn't it?
Well, it should be good because we'll then get ratings that like go up and down. It'd be like a Blackpool roller coasters.
Blackpool roller coasters.
Pleasure Park, that's it, isn't it?
Pleasure Park.
Pleasure Park.
I've got stories from a mate about the Pleasure Park. Lots of pleasure.
That's everybody that comes from a seaside town has been wanked off on the walls. I bet you ask anybody that comes from a seaside town,
right? Okay,
or fingered, dependent if the man or woman or well, men can be fingered, can't they?
Yeah, I mean whatever floats your boat.
Finger up the bum.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yep, we're quite open.
Yeah. Phil doesn't finger my bottom.
Never fingered me bottom, but we accept anybody that does. If you have and you want to email in at sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Why are you going to finger their bottom?
To tell us about. To say, well, I love drinking, because we're drink shorts, so they've got to tell us about a drink.
Oh,
so I love like, drinking I, Stella and fingering me bottom.
What if it's not Stella? What if it's like.
Well, I don't know. That's not the good week. I drink Prosecco and
get fingers up the bumhole.
Yes. This could be all taken really out of context.
It could be. Sorry, we'll have to apologise to the censors because the Apple actually listen to this. We're now on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, we're now on iTunes. Oh, God, out of bloody
so
install
if
iTunes.
If Apple listens to this, are they just going to be like, what the hell?
No, we've got the word explicit so we can.
So
we could
say what they're like.
We could
like,
even say the C word, cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Yes. You're right, cucumber you.
Ah, oh, cucumber you.
We don't know how to end these, do we?
No, not really.
You know, this should have legitimately ended. Well, let's go for another minute, and we're going to exactly end on a round. Oh,
yeah.
Apart from then, I've got to then add stuff in, so it'll just be over.
So we just stop it now, then?
Yeah, we might as well just stop it now. Yeah. Toodle pip. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.